Labor and business leaders in Central New York are celebrating a decision yesterday by New York State to officially include nuclear power in its clean energy plan. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, many believe the subsidies the plan includes will save upstate's three nuclear power plants that are struggling to survive on their own.
The 12-year plan, which was unanimously approved, will support New York's financially impaired nuclear power plants because they currently produce a third of New York's carbon dioxide-free energy. Public Service Commission, or PSC member Greg Sayre, says the loss of those plants would set the state back on its clean energy initiative.
I do not see any way that we could quickly replace the output of the upstate nuclear plants with renewable energy. Realistically, we would need to produce more natural gas and probably build more natural gas generating stations than we otherwise would need if the nuclear plant shut down in the near future. And I don't think that's the result we want.
Leaders in Oswego County were jubilant over the news. The county is home to two nuclear power plants, Fitzpatrick and Nine Mile Point, both of which are at risk of closing. Ted Scripon represents employees from the two plants.
It's a relief for them, as they know, though, there's still a lot of work to do. It's not a done deal, and we need to make sure that we, you know, continue to knock on doors and educate. But they were a little relieved that now here's something in the toolkit that can be used to help us secure our jobs in our future.
The work left to do, though, is mainly in the hands of two private companies. Entergy is in negotiations to sell Fitzpatrick, which it had wanted to close, to Exelon. That could save the 615 jobs at the plant. But Tim Judson, with the Nuclear Information and Resource Center, says New York actually hasn't saved any jobs.
All the state is doing is kicking the can down the road. These nuclear power plants are going to close down. They're going to close down sooner or later. And the state has done nothing in passing these subsidies to actually deal with the long-term economic fortunes of Oswego and Wayne counties.
Wayne County is home to the Ginna nuclear power plant, which has also struggled financially. Judson's group and other environmentalists criticize the PSC's decision because they say it takes money away from New York's goal of doubling its renewable energy providers. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.